1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Prime Time Newsmaker.
The Monday Newsmaker is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners, John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Versatility with an unexpected low price. The 3E compact utility tractor at Prairie Land Partners John Deere packs the horsepower landscape professionals need to mow, grade, haul, and load. Not to mention quality, reliability, and a great low price. Stop by any of their 15 locations or visit them online at prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us here on this Monday morning, day number 2 of the month of August. It is 7:22, and we're pleased to be joined via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by local care packages for the troops organizer, Diane Tebbets. Diane, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm awake. I'm up. God blessed me.
Well, we're glad to have you on with us today. Care packages for the troops have been ongoing for a number of different years, and it sounds like we've got some changes coming up here for this cycle.
Yes, sir, we do. It is with somewhat of a heavy heart, but I am retiring from military care packages after many years.
Many years. So let's back up a little bit here, Diane. Let's talk about the military packages for the troops events that have been going on for many, many years. When and how did this all get started?
The Fraternal Order of the Eagles collected the items and sent out the first packages in 2003. And when Ralph Tebbets came back from his first deployment in 2004, he and I kind of picked up the reins and ran with it for several years. And then when he moved to Georgia, rather than just drop it all and see it kind of drift away, I kept up the drive, and so altogether it's been 17 years.
What has kept you involved with this, Diane? Because certainly there's a number of reasons for people to be part of a project, or in your case, really the lead person in a project for, you know, approaching two decades now.
Well, I am a veteran myself, and while Ralph was overseas, I sent him several packages. He was deployed 3 different times, and I know what a pleasure it was, not only for him, but for others to receive packages. And while I was doing it, I got a warm fuzzy out of it to know that not only did the community think about our men and women that were over there, but we didn't forget them at Christmas, because sometimes some of them never received anything other than what we sent. And it just made me happy.
Well, and I don't know if you know, but you sent a lot of packages over the 17 years, didn't you?
Yes, sir, we did.
Yeah.
I haven't totaled up the number of packages that were sent, but we're talking probably, anywhere from 3,500, 3,800 packages. Sometimes years were better than others. But we did what we could.
Well, I know that you worked very hard at this throughout the years. You set up local sponsors. You set up drop off points, and then you had packaging parties and solicited the community's help. And what about the support that the Emporia community has shown over the past 17 years?
It has been phenomenal. Even when things looked kind of dim at times, the community didn't forget what our men and women were doing for us. It just was so amazing. Some years, like I said, were better than others, but when we had participated in Match Day in November, the outpouring of donations and comments and thanks were just overwhelming.
Well, you've done phenomenal work over the years with the military care packages for the troops. What happens now, Diane? Who are you handing this off to?
Effective next Monday, the 9th, Emporia Freedom Fest will take over. I am still going to participate with them, help out when I can, but they will be the go-to people from here on out. So,
understood. Has there been a date set here for the official care packages for the troops drive and the packing party?
I'm not sure what they have in mind and when they will get started, but if anybody has any questions, they can contact Emporia Main Street, and they should have some answers.
Well, and they will, and they've been doing a drive of their own throughout the year, so I would assume that the timeline will probably be the same through Freedom Fest and then mm-hmm. get those packages out just before Christmas, but we will double-check on that. So other than, is there any forms to fill out? I mean, for the transfer, money transfers, how's that all work, Diane?
Well, we've signed just a very basic transition contract, so to speak, and there have been funds left in the military care package account, but it is being dispersed. Some of the money has gone to Emporia Freedom Fest. Money has gone to All Veterans Memorial here in Emporia. And the balance will go to Tunnel 2 Towers and the VFW Post 1980. I wanted to make sure that any money that was dispersed went to veterans. I mean, after all, that's what we're all about. So,
Diane, I know this is a tough decision for you, but it sounds like you are confident in the direction here of the care packages drive now that it has officially changed its hands.
Yes, I am. Mark Harmon is kind of the director or in charge of Emporia Freedom Fest, and he is a veteran still in the National Guard, and he received quite a few of the packages that we sent over the years, so I know this is near and dear to his heart as well, and he's going to do a super job. So I am not in any way doubtful that things are in good hands.
Well, military for the care packages for the troops has been a very successful and important venture here for the past 17 years. Diane, thanks for all you have done. And as you mentioned, you'll still have your hands in it, maybe not as much as in the past, but it's good to know that we still have an opportunity to make a donation to get to the troops. So thank you for all you have done the past 17 years.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And like I say, it's in a way hard to let go, but it for several reasons it's necessary. So,
well, Diane, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck here to continued success here to the care packages for the troops drive, and continued success for you as well.
Thank you very much, and you guys have a great day.
All right,
you
Diane,
too.
Thank you very much, Diane Tebbets, military care packages for the troops organizer. I'm part of the organization for the past 17 years as they will transition into a Freedom Fest now and their care packages venture, which will be, starting up very soon here. And you'll be able to hear much more about that, specifically during Freedom Fest that comes up in early November. So thanks to Diane for joining us here this morning.
Yes, and thanks for that lengthy service here to our area veterans. Did want to let you know that we only have one newsmaker segment that's open here this week that happens to be Friday morning. So if you'd like that one or one of those coming up next week, give us a call at 342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Jalene Harkleroad joins us tomorrow morning as we talk about the First United Methodist Women's Annual Garage Sale for Missions coming up this weekend.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. KVOE Live and Local 731, 61 degrees. Stay tuned. Weather next.
Take care of your fabrics. Turn to Spick and Span Dry Cleaners for your suit care, shirt laundry.